Drug dealer's Bitcoin fortune of more than 50 million euro is now potentially lost after he told authorities he left the passwords to his accounts with a fishing rod, which is now missing. The Criminal Assets Bureau took possession of some 12 accounts containing around 6,000 bitcoins following an investigation. But without the codes to access those accounts, the money is out of reach. For more on this, I'll be speaking in a moment to Laurie Keogh, Managing Director of Consensus Ireland and co-founder of Blockchain Ireland. He's a Bitcoin expert. But first of all, I want to talk to Conor Lally, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, who has this story this morning. Conor, bring us through the details of the case. How do we get at this point?
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose really our story starts in the early hours of February the 12th, 2017. There was Gardaí were carrying out a routine patrol in the Sally Gap area of County Wicklow. And they spotted a Lexus SUV parked up a side road, in a very rural part of Wicklow. When the Gardaí went to investigate, they found a man behind the wheel by the name of Clifton Collins. He was 37 years old at the time, and when they searched his car, they found 2,000 euros worth of cannabis herb. Now, the really interesting thing then was they took Clifton Collins into custody in Wicklow Garda Station. They then got a search warrant for his house in Cornimona in County Galway, and when they searched the house, they found that he was growing crops of cannabis in the house. There were just over 500 cannabis plants at various stages of growth when the Gardaí searched the property in Galway. So very quickly they realised they had a person who was basically growing cannabis and selling it to crime gangs really in various parts of the country. But the really interesting thing then was when they further searched the house, they found, various financial records and things like laptops and telephones. And they quickly realised that this guy, Clifton Collins, had been acquiring cryptocurrency online. And what he had done was, in late 2011 and early 2012, he bought about 6,000 coin online that at the time were worth about 2 million euros. But in the intervening period, because crypto coin has really gone up in value, that is now worth 53.6 million euros. So that's the fortune he has, and that is what CAB has been investigating now for the last 2.5 years.
Yes, and tell me about, he had this fear that you write about in early 2017 that if all his money was kept or all his Bitcoin were kept in one account, it might be just too easy for a hacker to access, so he took steps.
Absolutely. He's a man who would have smoked a lot of cannabis in his day, and by the time the guards caught up with him, he had had a really heavy cannabis problem for about a 10-year period. And it seemed that this kind of caused him to be quite, chaotic in how he organised things, and I am quite paranoid as well. So these 6,000 coins that he had them in one online account. He was very fearful that if this one account was hacked into, he may lose everything. So essentially he decided he'd break it up, and he put 500 coins in each of 12 new accounts. So he basically created 12 new accounts, and because that required, 12 new logins and passwords and all of that, he wrote the passwords to all of them down on an A4 piece of paper. He hid the piece of paper with his fishing gear, but when he was taken into Garda custody in 2017, when the guards then searched his house, they couldn't find the gear. The guards only realised that this piece of paper was very important a few weeks after he was actually picked up by them. And by the time they searched his house looking for this particular fishing rod with the piece of paper hidden in a case inside, the landlord had actually cleared out the house, and Clifton Collins' personal items had been taken to a tip in County Galway. And Gardaí are fearful that that's where this rod with the piece of paper ended up.
So it went to the dump, and then I think it might have even found its way onto Germany. Is that right?
Exactly. Staff at the dump, when they were interviewed by the guards, they said they did recall seeing fishing gear on the tip, but actually a lot of the gear that ends up in that tip in County Galway is taken to places like China and Germany. So by the time the hunt was really on at that tip head to try and find Clifton Collins's rods in a case with this page inside, quite a bit of that waste from that period had actually left Galway and was gone to places like China and Germany.
So
what the Criminal Assets Bureau has been able to do, Clifton Collins also had about 89 other coin in accounts that the Gardaí have been able to access. So the Criminal Assets Bureau has been able to seize those coin. It has also seized well over €100,000 in cash from him. So the sum that it seized from him is about €2.5 million. But the big money, which is in these 12 accounts, is out of reach at the moment. The Gardaí are able to, you know, keep an eye on the account, and they can tell that there's been nobody has accessed that account since 2016. But they're unable to get into that account to take the coin out of it to basically sell them. So these 12 accounts have been frozen by CAB.
Yeah.
But these 6,000 coins are basically trapped inside the 12 online accounts.
Thanks indeed for telling us. That's an extraordinary story, Conor. Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security correspondent. Now, as I say, Laurie Keogh, Managing Director of Consensys Ireland, co-founder of Blockchain Ireland, is on the line. And as I say, a Bitcoin expert to boot. Laurie, where do they go from here?
Good morning, Sean, and thank you for having me on. Where do they go from here? Look, I think this is a fascinating case, and if I can take a step back to perhaps explain a little bit as to how this works. Effectively, if you or I wanted to buy cryptocurrency today, such as Bitcoin, we would go onto an online platform or an exchange, and we would purchase those. And as I say online, I definitely mean online. So basically, it would be through an app on your phone, and you would spend €100, and you would buy €100 worth of Bitcoin, as the case may be. And it sits on your phone. So if you lost your phone, you haven't lost the Bitcoin forever, because you'd be able to access that account through your laptop or through basically buying another phone and reinstalling all your apps and logging in again. So effectively, there's a form of recourse when you buy through these registered exchanges. Now, what this gentleman did, from what I can tell, is essentially he initially perhaps bought Bitcoin and vast amounts at a very earlier stage through one of these online exchanges, and then moved his Bitcoin from an online exchange to what's called a hardware device or cold storage. And what that looks like is it looks like very like a USB key, which effectively you plug into your laptop. So you're able to move the Bitcoin from being an online kind of, I guess, app or wallet into this USB-style device. And that's where it becomes, I guess, a little more opaque for people to try and, track the activities of individuals who store Bitcoin on those hardware devices. When you activate one of those hardware devices, or USB keys, what they look like, there is a password and a seed phrase. And effectively, it is it's 24 words, all different types of words. And if you want to access, if you want to move cryptocurrency from, I guess, online to this device, you'll need the seed phrase and a PIN. If, however, you lose the PIN and the seed phrase, the information is gone. The access to the Bitcoin on the device is gone. Now, this is where this individual has, I guess, come a cropper. Where, and I imagine the guards have gone down this line of investigation many, many times, is effectively, is there more than one instance of that, I guess, set of information that he had, which was contained in the fishing rod? And if someone else has access to that, that is would be of extreme interest to the guards, because effectively the other person who has access to that, for want of a better phrase, password or passphrase, they would be able to access the mm-hmm. cryptocurrency on that device and do what they want.
Yeah, but I suppose a lot of people are wondering how on earth could more than €50 million, the biggest case in CAB's, I think, 25-year history, could that amount be out of reach of the authorities just because of a lost code or set of codes?
And this is and very fair question. And this is where we have, if someone steals my wallet and takes my bank cards, I can call up the bank and they can help me reinstate and provide me with new passwords. When we use a USB key, there is a passphrase. There's no one to call if I lose that. That's the way the system works. So there's no backup. There's no support. So that is the key difference. And in terms of the volume of the, I guess, the amount, the whatever it is, the 55 million that's there, back in 2011 when he, the individual, would have purchased the Bitcoin, Bitcoin was probably more like $100 or $50 at the time. So that's why you're seeing that huge increase in growth over time.
And this case, Laurie, it highlights again the link, which many people are concerned about, obviously, between Bitcoin and crime. It is often used, is it not, in criminal activity?
I think that's an interesting point. But what I would have to say, if any of your listeners out there are watching Narcos on Netflix, what we would say is that physical cash is far easier to hide than digital cash. Anything to do with digital technology tends to have a trail, and it can result in obviously people then latching onto that trail and finding out what's going on. In relation to the hardware wallet or the hardware device that I discussed, what's of note as well is that there isn't just one account per device. So what may be the case is that there's a password for one account, but actually what may be the case is that this gentleman may have had 10 accounts on the same device. So it would be imperative for the Gardaí to actually, and CAB, to try and figure out, was there more than one account on that device, and are there more passwords perhaps that haven't been disclosed? Because that's another important, I guess, nuance about that those specific devices.
Yeah, I just had a text from a clever friend saying CAB should launch a worldwide competition, 10 million or 20% of the proceeds for any hacker who can get the coin. The state would be 44 million better off. Quick response.
I think that's a fantastic suggestion. I imagine, look, there's a whole pile of very intelligent people in CAB and the Gardaí who are working on this. But also, from I guess, with the new government coming in, I think it's an opportune moment to look at regulation. There are over 40 central banks around the world looking at central bank digital currencies. So this is an area that is actually only gaining attention and momentum. And I think regulation is an important factor around this.
Okay, Laurie, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Managing Director there of Consensus Ireland and co-founder of Blockchain Ireland.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.